Okay, this is Parak Vav in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, and this Parak is going to speak about Maaser Ani. So again, we've done Peah, Leket, and Shechecha. There's one other Matana, and this is the final Matana prior to the traditional Tzedakah, and it's called Maaser Ani. So Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Matana Cheres Shishish Sheish LaAniyim B'Zer Aretz. So there's a sixth Matana given to Aniyim agricultural. It's the miser that's given to the poor, and it's called the miser of the poor. Halacha beis. Zeu seder trumos miseros. Now, again, we're going to be seeing a lot more trumos miseros. Trumos is the next section in the Rambam after Matnos Aniyim, and then miseros is after that. So, what's the order of trumos miseros? Achashakotzo zera aretz ose priya eitz v'tigmar balachto. So, after a person harvests or gathers fruits, and he finishes the malacha of that's required, mafresh emenu echa min hachamishim. So he's mafresh 1/50th. Zeu nikra truma gedola. That's considered truma gedola, but no stola kohen. And he gives that to a kohen. Now, zeh nemar b'Torah, reishis d'ganachah to yoshcha b'tzarecha. Ba'akakach, after that, mafresh min hashar echad ma'asara. From what's remaining, 1/10th is given to, as ma'aser, given to the Levi. Zeu nikra ma'aser rishon, nasol Levi. Okay, so again, 1/50 Kohen, 1/10 to a Meiser to the Levi. After that, from what's remaining, what's next? There's a 1/10, Unikram Meiser Sheni. That's called Meiser Sheni. So this doesn't go to the Kohen or Levian, that goes to the owner, it goes back, so to speak, to the owners of the field. The key is you have to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So again, the halacha is by Maaser Sheni, it is consumed in Yerushalayim. Halacha Dal. Now, Seder Azeh, Mafrishim B'Shana Rishonah Min HaShavua, Uv'Shniya, Uv'Rvius, Uv'Chamishas. So, the halacha is that all these various things, Truma, Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Sheni, are all Mafrish in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. Abba Shlishish V'Shishis, and the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, Mina Shavua, Achash Mafrish and Maaser Rishon, after your Mafrish, the Maaser that goes to the Levi, Mafrish Min Hashar, Maaser Acher. Now comes the other Maaser. So again, in the third and sixth year, we do not do Maaser Sheni, you do Maaser Ani instead. Okay? So Maaser Rishon, Mafrish Min Hashar, Maaser Acher, Minosel Aniyim, and Behunikra, Maaser Ani, that's the Maaser Ani. Vein B'Shtei Shtonim Elu, Maaser Sheni, Elu Maaser Ani. So in those 2 years where you do Maaser Ani, there's no Maaser Sheni. So that's the basic. That's when the chi of Maaser Ani comes into existence. Now, halacha hey, important, relevant halacha. Shnasa Shmita, the Shmita year, which is coming up, kula hefker. So as we all know, all of our stuff is hefker. All our produce is hefker. Aimba lo trum lo maaser klal lo rishon lo sheni lo maaser ani. So there's no truma, there's no hafreshes meiser, right? There's no meiser sheni, no meiser ani. But b'chutz la'aretz, she'ein ba shmitas karka, right? And outside of Eretz Yisrael, well, there's no shmita. Mafrish be'aretz mitzrayim u'avon moa meiser rishon meiser ani. Now this is an important halacha in places outside of Eretz Yisrael, but that are conquered or close to Israel. For instance, that includes Egypt, Ammon and Moab. Meiser rishon and meiser ani are still done. Meishar ratzos elu krovos la'aretz Eretz Yisrael because they're close to Eretz Yisrael. So this way, the poor of Israel can rely on those areas for themselves during Shemitah year. So they can rely on Egyptian and again, it's close to Eretz Israel, but Egyptian and Ammon and Moab produce. So it's something that's passed down from Lachem Moshe Sinai that you are Mafresh Maaser Ani in outside of Eretz Israel and Ammon and Moab during Shemitah year. About Eretz Shinar, but when it comes to Bavel, Mafrish and Mishvias, Maaser Sheni, Kaseder Rov Hashanim. In Bavel, you'd actually go ahead and Mafrish during the seventh year, Maaser Sheni, like you would the other years. Okay, Lachabav. Maaser Rishon Shalach HaLevi. So when a Levi takes the first Maaser, Mafrish Yemenu Echa Me'asar. Okay, so he takes from that 1/10. The Nosel LaKohen, he gives that to the Kohen. Bunikra Trumas Maaser. Okay, so remember, that's the Truma that the Levi is giving to the Kohen from his Maaser. Belov Namar, Belovim Tadaber. Okay, so all this will become very important when we hit Hilchos Trumos. Halacha Zayin, Balasadesh Avro Labaniyim. So let's go back to now the particular halachas of Maaser Ani. Let's say poor people walk by the owner of a field, V'hayalo Sham Maaser Ani, and he has in that field Maaser that belongs to an Ani. Nosu Nekol Ani Shiyavro Lab Min a Maaser Kadesh Sivo. So he gives what he gives to every ani that comes that walks by his fill of Meiser. So you'll see what those amounts are in the next halacha. Rambam says, so Kitzat Sivo Kama. Excuse me, Kadesh Sivo Kama. So what does it mean to his what do you call it? The satiation or satisfying amount. What is that? So we're going to run through this pretty quickly. So nosen lo yivchos mechatzi kav. So this is going to be general. The measurements are going to be, for instance, by wheat you can't get less than half a kav. Saorim lo yivchos mikav. Kosmim lo yivchos mikav. Okay, so when it comes to other types of grains, can't be less than a kav. Grogros lo yivchos mikav. We get to certain types of figs, not less than a kav. Dvela lo yivchos mishkal chamesh v'esrim sela. Dvela is like packet big chunks of glued together, so to speak, figs. Not less than this amount. So when it's wine, not less than a half a lug. If it's oil, not less than a revius. So if it's rice, not less than a quarter of a kav. Nosan lo yerek, right? If it, he wants to give him a vegetable, nosan lo mishkal litra, mishkal chamisha shoshan dinar. So he has to give him around 35 dinars worth of the vegetable. Mina huvin shosha kavin. When it comes to carobs, three kavin. Mina gozim nuts asara. Mina farsakin, what do you call chamisha? Mina rimonim shayin, esrog echad. Fine. So when it comes to other fruits, he shouldn't give less than what he normally would sell. Be got with him and buy with that food. Muzon shtei sudos. And that's really the guide. It's really supposed to be muzon shtei sudos. Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Joe? Going once. Going twice. Sold. Okay. Halacha des. Hailo davar muat. Okay. Let's say he only has a small amount to distribute for Maaser Ani. Vahani and Merubin, but there's tons of poor people. And he can't give every one of them the minimum requirement that he's brought down in Halacha Ches. So what does he do? He takes the entire amount of Maaser Ani and kind of puts it in front of the Aniyim. And they take whatever they want. Okay, so that's the default when it comes to Maaser Ani. Halach Yud. Maaser Ani ha-mischalik begarin, imbo tovas an alabailim. So once the, once the Maaser Ani is in the storage area, so the Bailam can't benefit from anymore. El Aniyim Baim and Nolan Akarcho. The Aniyim actually can come and take the take it against the will of the Baal Asada. Even a Jewish poor person can take it from his hand. Aval Mitzchalak Bebayish, right? But once the once he's giving out the Maaser Ani from his house, Yesho Tavas Hanal Bailam. So the Bailam can, benefit and no social anishirza. So again, once the grain's in the storage, the Balabayas can't play favorites for which ani to give it to. But when the Maaser Ani is brought into his house, then he can actually give to whichever ani he prefers. Because that's the difference between if it's in the Goren or if it's in his house. Lachid Aleph, the Hayalo Maaser Begoren, let's say the Maaser is in the storage area, the Ratzel Litno Ani Krovo Omiyodo, and he wants to give it to a poor person that he likes or is a relative. Yesh lahafish mechsa litno lo. So you can separate half of it for that guy. And the other half has to be left for any other ani that comes by. Okay, so this only applies, the idea of svia by an ani only applies to fields. But if the maaser ani is in his house, he divides it up among all aniyim, even if it's a gazayas amount. The idea of the complete fill, satisfaction of an ani only applies when he's in his field. Because that's where, there's no other places for them to take from. So the idea is that doesn't apply in the house. There is still an idea of Maaser Ani, but the shirim don't apply. The idea of svia doesn't apply by Maaser Ani that's distributed from your house. Let's say a man and a woman come to the house for Maaser Ani. Nosim leisha tchila, so he gives it to the woman first. Upochen osa, v'arachach nosim leish. So first it goes to her, then to him. Av ubno, ishu krobo, shnei achan, shnei shutfin, she'achem ani, nosim lo ha'acher, meiser ani shalo. Okay, so let's say one of the pair, let's say it's a father and a son, or someone and his relative, et cetera, et cetera. If they're poor, so then one can give to the other, okay, nosim lo ha'acher, meiser ani shalo. So one can give to the other the meiser and be yotze his meiser ani. Okay, so again, one ani can give to the other ani. Let's say two people decide to go into like a partnership, renting space from a field, so to speak. So one guy is mafresh meiser ani from his chelak and gives it to his friend. And his friend can be mafresh it from him and give it to the other guy. So again, if two poor people like own space in a field, they can be mafresh meiser ani from each chelak of themselves and give it to the other guy. Halacha tezvav. Hamakabel sada liksor. So okay, so let's say someone comes ahead and he basically is able. You'll see what this means in a second, but literally means he gets the right to harvest in someone else's field. Asur beleket shechal peyam meiser ani. So he cannot collect leket shecha peyad meiser ani a masai. So when does this apply? Bizman she kabbalah mimenu lika chelik b'chol asada. Right, it's when he accepted upon himself to receive a portion of the field. Now, what does that mean? Kagon shenasul lo shlisha or via bischaro. So the guy says to him, your payment for working for me is going to be a third of this field, the crops. Aba imam arlo ba asada. But if he says that the owner says to him shlish mash ata kotzer bavad hushocha. Let's say he says, you only receive a third of what you actually harvest. Again, the difference being is it that he's going to get a third of the total harvest of the field, or is it the actual third that this worker is going to harvest himself? Or revia, masha tiksor, right? Hareza ein lo klom, machi yiksor. So then he's not chayiv in any of these things until he actually harvests it. Now, let's say at the time that he was harvesting, he was poor. Therefore, he could actually take leket shecha and peya, even from what he's harvesting. Also from Maisa Ani, but he can't from Maisa Ani. She ain't afresh Maisa Ani ela achas shakatzar, because Maisa Ani only applies after harvesting. Reizacha b'chalko shakatzar, right? So Maisa Ani he would not be able to take, but he would be able to take prior to Katsira these other things if he was an Ani. Alafet Zayin Hamokar Sadeu Karko Peros Ani. Let's say a person sells his field and the fruits of it, okay, and he becomes poor. Areizim Mutav Leket Shecha Peya Umaisa Ani Shala. He can actually take Leket Shecha Peya and Maisa Ani from that which he sold. Valokeach Aser Behen. And the person who purchased it is usher in those. Afi shadayin lo nasan damim. Even if he didn't actually give him money for the field yet. Let's say the transaction hasn't been completed. Vavil lo v'adamim. Even if it was lent to him. Lacha. Reza usher matanos anim. He still can't, even if it's a loan, he still can't take from the matanos anim. And finally, when here, lach yadzayin. Maisa ani ain't porim menu malve. Okay, so you cannot use maisa ani to pay off a debt or a loan. They misham menu asa tagmulin. And you can't use it to basically get goodwill from someone else. You can use it for something of an act of chesed. You got to tell the person and the act of chesed, this is Maaser Ani. You can't use it to redeem captives. You can't use it for wedding gifts. You can't give from that to a specific tzedakah. But it can be given to, let's say, a chacham of the city for his benefit. You cannot take it from Eretz Yisrael to outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's to stay within your gates. That ends Perek Vav. Tomorrow we're going to start Hilchos Tzedakah, and that's going to take us the last three prakam of Matnos Anim.